This is your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM.
On this evening's The Space Show, Australian Space Industry News. A second Winnebago satellite from the United States company Varda was recovered successfully in South Australia last week. This reading of a Southern Launch announcement.
Last Wednesday, Southern Launch and Varda Space Industries successfully welcomed the Winnebago 3 mission back to Earth at the Coonibba Test Range in South Australia. The re-entry comes just 10 weeks after Southern Launch and Varda successfully achieved the Winnebago 2 mission, Australia's first ever commercial spacecraft re-entry. The Varda Space Industries Winnebago 3 capsule payload was an advanced navigation system called an inertial measurement unit developed by the United States Air Force and Innovative Scientific Solutions Incorporated. The payload was tested at re-entry speeds it was designed to withstand, but has never encountered before. The Winnebago 3 capsule touched down at 11:47 a.m. local time after spending 61 days in orbit. The Varda capsule re-entered the Earth's atmosphere at speeds exceeding Mach 25, providing a unique environment that offers researchers a chance to gather data for multiple applications. Southern Launch, an Australian space mission service provider, and the Winnebago 3 mission was part of a series permit for the Winnebago series missions. The series return authorization for 3 mission was the first authorization approved for a domestically returning spacecraft under the amended Space Launches and Returns Act of 2018. The series permit secured by Southern Launch has enabled Varda to achieve a high cadence of re-entry missions, cadence which is essential to support in-space manufacturing. During the Winnebago 3 re-entry operations, the Southern Launch team worked to ensure air and sea space remained clear for public safety and employed advanced tracking telescopes to watch the capsule re-enter and land under parachute. Recovery operations were led by Southern Launch with Varda payload experts. The recovered capsule will undergo processing with Varda's payload partners at Southern Launch specialist facilities before it is returned to the Varda headquarters in Los Angeles for further analysis. The Winnebago 3 capsule was supported by a Rocket Lab-developed Pioneer satellite, bus, and lifted off aboard the Transporter 13 rideshare mission on March 14th from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California.
And Varda Space has posted a wonderful video, half-hour video, of the re-entry all the way crossing Antarctica, across the Southern Ocean and into South Australia. Well worth looking up on YouTube. Now, the Australian company QuantX, that's Q-U-A-N-T, capital X, plans to launch a pioneering optical atomic clock into space. This reading from their recent media release.
QuantX Labs, a developer of precision timing and quantum sensor technologies, is gearing up for a major milestone in Australian space technology as it prepares to launch its leading-edge technology into space. In concert with French space logistics company ExoTrail, QuantX will launch a key component of its atomic clock technology, TEMPO, hosted on the SpaceVan vehicle departing on a SpaceX mission in December at the earliest. With the support of a $1 million grant from the Australian Space Agency's Moon to Mars initiative, QuantX Labs will launch a key subsystem of their next-generation optical atomic clock. This investment reflects the agency's strong focus, foresight, and belief in the Australian space industry, fostering sovereign capabilities that will position Australia as a leader in space-based precision timing and navigation. This key subsystem, termed an optical frequency cone, is a cutting-edge tool that unlocks a myriad range of space applications beyond high-performance timing, including deep space communications, navigation, positioning, and synchronized Earth observations. Optical cones were first invented at the turn of the century and won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2005 because of their potential broad-ranging impact. QuantX's demonstration will be the first time that an optical frequency cone has been launched into orbit. Our comb has already completed rigorous environmental tests, including the need to survive the extreme conditions during launch. This included operation over the punishing temperature variations expected in space, vacuum exposure, extreme vibration and acceleration, as well as radiation levels beyond that expected over its full mission lifetime. High precision timing in space is already a valuable resource underpinning the satellite navigation systems, such as Global Positioning System and similar networks that people use every day in phones and cars. This first launch of TEMPO's ultra-precise timing capability aims to lay the foundations for an Australian sovereign solution as well as an alternate to current Global Positioning System and similar networks. Quantex Labs Managing Director, Professor André Louis-Ten, highlighted the significance of the upcoming launch. This launch represents not only a breakthrough for our TEMPO technology but also the culmination of countless hours of hard work by our engineers and physicists. We have managed to deliver this outcome in much less time and at much less cost than is traditional. We are incredibly proud of what we've achieved and excited to see Australia take a leading role in space-based precision timing. A team from Quantex Labs will travel to France this month to collaborate with ExoTrail on further testing and integration of the module onboard space van. These operations will be performed just south of Paris at ExoTrail's headquarters facilities before shipping the vehicle with the Quantex payload onboard to the US launch site. This one-year in-space mission will be the second conducted by ExoTrail with its space van after their successful demonstration flight launched in 2023 and still operating for customers in orbit. Quantex Labs P&T program lead, Dr. Sebastian Ng, emphasized the importance of this launch, saying,
"The launch of the frequency comb is a critical milestone for the KAROS mission as the enabling technology for LO optical clocks. Its successful deployment will provide valuable insights as we progress towards the full clock payload. With this technology paving the way for next-generation positioning, navigation, and timing capabilities, our team will continue with the development and integration of the complete TEMPO system, ensuring it is ready for future space missions."
The successful deployment of the frequency comb in space will mark a groundbreaking achievement for both Quantex Labs and Australia's growing space sector. As the KAROS mission moves toward launch, this collaboration with ExoTrail underscores the strength of international partnerships in advancing cutting-edge technologies. With ExoTrail's proven expertise in in-space mobility solutions and a track record of successful missions, this launch will not only demonstrate TEMPO's potential but also solidify Australia's position as a leader in space-based precision timing.
Mariota is a South Australian company based in Adelaide. In early April, it announced an expansion of its fleet of satellites. This is a slightly altered reading for radio of their release.
In early April, Mariota announced the launch of four new Mariota satellites that have been added to their ultralight low Earth orbit constellation in partnership with Spire, a global provider of space infrastructure. These nanosatellites are in the process of being made operational following their launch on the 14th of March on SpaceX's Transporter 13 mission, with more launches set to further expand the constellation throughout the rest of the year. Earlier this year, Mariota successfully put into operation four additional low-Earth orbit nanosatellites launched on SpaceX's Transporter 12 mission on January the 14th. These satellites expanded Mariota's global Internet of Things constellation, unlocking new markets across Mexico, Brazil, Chile, Argentina, and the Middle East. The four new satellites bolster Mariota's ultralight low-Earth orbit constellation, strengthening our comprehensive set of global Internet of Things connectivity options, which includes a third-generation aligned hyperpulse geostationary Earth orbit satellite service. The combination allows Mariota to service a broad spectrum of Internet of Things sensor use cases around the globe, with performance, capacity, and coverage requirements specifically tailored to individual customers, from the most power-limited, deployment-challenged customers to those seeking seamless terrestrial to non-terrestrial network roaming. The expanded capacity provided by the new satellites will ensure Mariota customers in industries such as logistics, utilities, and agriculture can securely monitor and collect data globally using long-lasting and low-cost Internet of Things sensors. Our customers and partners around the world are already tracking, locating, and monitoring assets including water tanks, vehicles, wind turbines, shipping containers, and equipment and tools. Mariota Chief Executive Officer Ben Cade said,
"We are maintaining a regular cadence of satellite launches, adding ever more capacity, coverage and resilience to our ultralight constellation of low Earth orbit satellites as we invest in continuous upgrading of our service offerings. Our networks can now support tens of millions of Internet of Things connections around the globe, ensuring access to low-power, cost-effective sensor networks to more countries and industries, ready for our partners to further expand their solution deployments in 2025 and 2026.
The ongoing growth of the Ultralight Global Network is a key component of our mission to deliver the most flexible and comprehensive Internet of Things connectivity platform. Myriota has more than a decade of experience in delivering high-security, power-efficient direct-to-satellite Internet of Things solutions, with millions of data messages received from real-world sensor devices. The Adelaide-based company claims that as the world leader in low-cost satellite connectivity, they are leveraging their unique space as a service partner network to operate a cost-effective, highly redundant constellation. By complementing their own satellites with the assets of partners including Spire and Viasat, Myriota is able to deliver reliable, secure Internet of Things connectivity services backed by the most robust space infrastructure available.
At the end of March, the Adelaide company Fleet Space Technologies proudly announced the successful completion of its plan to deliver an operating communications system of satellites. This is a slightly amended version of their media release.
Fulfilling its $6.4 million Ascend 2LEO contract, Fleet Space has successfully delivered a full-stack, multi-orbit satellite communications system in a landmark advance for Australia's sovereign space capabilities. Laying a foundation for Australian-made satellite communications, Fleet Space's Ascend 2LEO demonstrations outline a sovereign low-Earth orbit microsatellite platform for high-speed, secure, and resilient battlefield communications tailored to the Australian Defence Force's evolving operational needs with strict capability requirements. Fleet Space's completion of its Ascend 2LEO contract delivered multiple technical breakthroughs representing significant advances in the global space sector. In November, Fleet Space demonstrated the first ever use case of two-way voice and data satellite communications with a microsatellite architecture, opening a new innovation path for state-of-the-art miniaturized low-Earth orbit satellite networks to deliver high-performing, resilient satellite communications at a fraction of the cost of geostationary platforms. In the lead-up to this milestone, Fleet Space also showed push-to-talk capabilities, making the company's Centauri for the world's smallest voice-enabled satellite.
With voice-enabled applications encompassing 80% of the global satellite communications market, Fleet Space's delivery of its Ascend 2LEO contract represents a step change in Australia's sovereign space capabilities. This outlines a path for Australia's leadership in advanced manufacturing of resilient, compact low-Earth orbit satellite communication solutions,
said Fleet Space's co-founder Matt Pearson.
Our sustained ability to drive world-class technology breakthroughs in rapidly changing economic and geopolitical conditions is a testament to Australia's robust whole of society collaboration between government, the private sector, and academia. Building a future made in Australia is critical to ensure we have the sovereign capabilities needed to continue being strong partners for allies and industry worldwide.
A full suite of agile satellite communications solutions tailored to the evolving operational needs of the ADF, Fleet Space's demonstrated capabilities under its Ascend 2LEO contract represent a low-Earth orbit system architecture to enable an integrated force and multi-orbit satellite communications platform, ensuring secure and resilient connectivity across land, sea, air, space, and cyber domains. In addition to two-way, full duplex satellite communications and push-to-talk via microsatellite, Fleet Space also demonstrated three other technologies. Firstly, multi-orbit resilience and high-speed data transfer. Via fixed gateway and Fleet Space microsatellite, Fleet Space demonstrated high-speed, one-way data transfer, enabling live video calls and data streaming, supporting the Australian Defence Force's goal of sovereign, multi-orbit satellite communications across low, medium, and geostationary Earth orbits for enhanced resilience and flexibility. Secondly, enhanced situational awareness and secure connectivity. Through a custom beacon and access control channel, Fleet Space transmitted modulated beacon signals for real-time satellite tracking, enhancing the Australian Defence Force's ability to locate and connect with spacecraft, enabling secure, dynamic connectivity and supporting a fully integrated, multi-domain battle space. Thirdly, real-time, low-latency battlefield communications. Enabled full duplex, two-way internet protocol voice communication via Fleet Space microsatellite, allowing handheld devices to connect through mobile and fixed gateways, demonstrating on-the-move satellite communications and supporting the Australian Defence Force's need for secure, adaptable battlefield communications. Fleet Space Technologies says it is advancing Australia's sovereign capacity for advanced manufacturing, reinforcing the nation's position as a partner of choice to allies and industry worldwide. The company's new global headquarters and advanced manufacturing facility in South Australia will enable the mass production of hundreds of satellites and thousands of smart sensors annually, bolstering Australia's sovereign space capabilities. This facility will also provide a foundation for hundreds of new high-tech jobs, future-proofing Australia's role as a leader in space technology and advanced manufacturing, essential for flexibility as national security priorities evolve while supporting an integrated force. In other news, on Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost Mission 2 in 2026, Fleet Space will deploy its lunar exploration technology, called SPIDER, on the Moon to unlock geological insights about the lunar regolith, making SPIDER the first Australian seismic technology to land on the Moon.
And last week, Fleet Space Technologies announced it had signed a four-year contract with the Saudi Arabian company Maaden, M-A-A-D-E-N. The deal will see Fleet provide real-time three-dimensional images of locations up to 7 kilometres underground. The Exosphere product that can detect minerals underground from space was described on the space show on April the 17th last year. Not this year, last year. It's April 17. So look it up on our website. And up to Bowen, and they had the rocket all ready to go, the Eris rocket from Gilmore Space. And, oh, you got to laugh, a bit fell off the rocket and, yeah, they've lost their launch window while they work out what went wrong.